There are no hard numbers on the state's recidivism rate, but prison reform groups say about two-thirds of former inmates end up back in prison for violating their parole or probation. That makes it hard to reduce the state's current prison population of 22,000. Corrections Secretary Matt Frank says his budget includes money for 6 new day report centers across the state where released prisoners can meet with their parole agents.
Their way to hold offenders accountable beyond their traditional caseload of a probation and parole agent. And they also provide the opportunity to link that offender up with certain critical things like employment and alcohol and drug treatment, things that we know are important to have more offenders become successful as law-abiding citizens.
But prison reform advocates say the state should be focusing more on funding local nonprofit groups that are already operating successful community reentry programs for prisoners. Michael Goldsby heads the reentry program for the Madison-based Task Force on Money, Education, and Prisons. He says his group operates on a shoestring budget and could do much more with state funding.
We should be really partnering in meaningful ways with the state should with these sorts of agencies because we're on the front lines in the trenches. And if you don't support the people in the trenches, guess what? They get overrun.
Secretary Frank says the corrections budget does include new support for partnering programs, especially for released women prisoners and those with mental health problems. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.